You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning this morning. Good morning, everyone. You might say it's a double dose, a dose of political sensitivity and economic volatility. Numbers out of the Labor Department this morning, unexpected and very, very interesting. The unemployment rate dropped in January to 9.7% from 10%. That's even with 20,000 jobs being lost out of a total sample set of about 130 million. The Labor Department says it's because a survey of households found the number of employed Americans rose by a half a million. The job losses are calculated separately. All told, this complicated statistic shows that the Great Recession has eliminated 8.5 million jobs. That's the most of any recession since World War II. But 9.7% is a positive number. And joining us to talk about it is Floyd Norris. He's the chief financial correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Good morning, Floyd. And also with us is Elizabeth Williamson, who's the White House correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
So, Elizabeth, first of all, let's try to take this complicated number apart. The job losses are different from the job gains, and so the percentage number is a sort of something of a composite. Explain how that's calculated.
That's a tricky one. Well, basically, this is based on a survey of households, which is why you see a revision in the number, quite a substantial one, by the way. There are now 9.3 million Americans out of work as of December, and that's a big revision based on a look back to 2008 by the Labor Department. So those numbers, I mean, focusing on the numbers of Americans that are out there looking for work, focusing on the underemployment in addition to the actual jobless rate is the correct way to look at these figures.
But it also makes it hard for, say, Barack Obama to come out today and take credit for a lot of positive news when those numbers, as you say, don't necessarily translate into a lot of good feelings on the part of voters, correct?
You're absolutely right, John. What business hates is uncertainty, and what these numbers actually do is add to that uncertainty. So they really do give and take away.
All right. So, Floyd Norris, we saw yesterday the effect of uncertainty about debt issuing in Europe caused all kind of volatility on the market. So what do you think the reaction is likely to be today?
Well, the markets around the world were selling off this morning, and they seem to have bounced back a little bit, at least the U.S. futures on the jobs news, which generally I think looks pretty good. One interesting fact in it is that their survey says the number of people with manufacturing jobs went up last month, and that's the first time that's happened since January of 2007.
Yeah, it was something like 11,000 jobs, factory jobs,
it was,
right?
It was 11,000 jobs. Yeah. These are, you know, these numbers are subject to considerable error, and you shouldn't jump all over them. But they do show what we've known from a lot of other studies. The manufacturing sector is coming back, not only here but around the world. And there is a decent recovery going on, it appears, even though people are very glum about it.
Which is an argument, Elizabeth Williamson, for the Obama administration to stay on the jobs message and to stay on the we are growing manufacturing, we are creating jobs here, even if that's not necessarily an absolute truth out of these figures, correct?
No, that's absolutely true. And I think you will see them really capitalize on the manufacturing numbers and say that this is proof that the stimulus and some of the other efforts they're attempting to make, although those have, you know, arguably not yet taken full root, are starting to move numbers in the right direction. Manufacturing is enormous for this administration, and the fact that you would see some growth in manufacturing jobs is very important for their message.
So if the Obama administration tries to use that as their message today, Floyd Norris, what would be wrong with that, looking at the numbers the way you see them as a financial correspondent?
Well, I think the one of the great problems is administrations seek to take credit for good news and to escape blame for bad news, and there's a little truth in both. It's they managed last year, not only this administration, but to a significant extent the prior administration and a lot of other governments around the world, to rescue us from a very severe credit crisis and panic, and things are looking good now. Another thing in the unemployment numbers that I think is worth noting is that for the first time in a while, we're seeing a decline in the number of people who say they're unemployed because they lost their job. And we're seeing an increase in the number of people who are unemployed because they've decided to enter the labor force.
Well, that's interesting. So these are voluntary career changes.
Well, it's the people re-entering the the labor force are presumably people who were discouraged, or at least many of them are. Obviously, you may be re-entering the labor force for other reasons. Your child is now old enough, you feel comfortable going back to work or whatever. But we've been seeing an awful lot of unemployed who had simply gotten fired. And we still have a lot who got that, but that number seems to be turning down.
That's interesting. That's so what's really important for the administration, you know, forget today's photo op, Elizabeth Williamson, is to really predict where the unemployment number is going to be in 2012 when they're going to be running again, and certainly much later this year when the off-year election is taking place. Any sign in these numbers that that prediction is going to make any sense?
Well, that's a really tricky endeavor, as we've already discussed, and as you see from the constant revisions that come out when the figures are released each month. But they did make an attempt to do this when they released the budget on Monday, and you know, it was a negative picture. I mean, the unemployment rate going into Mr. Obama's reelection campaign still doesn't look very good. I mean, they had said when they signed in February, just about a year ago, the Recovery Act, that they thought it would reduce the jobless rate to about 8%. That hasn't happened. And now they don't predict, there's now diminishing expectations. They don't predict that the jobless rate will fall below 8% at any time before he runs for reelection.
Finally, Floyd Norris, will the markets today be looking for a confidence-building number out of these unemployment figures in the sense that so many investors believe that American consumers are kind of the cash ATM in the global economy?
I think people are interested in what American consumers will do, but I think this is providing a little bit of good news at a time when the nervousness out of Europe was providing bad news, and that should stop the decline in the markets today, or at least certainly minimize it.
All right. Well, it certainly turned the futures around, which were really negative this morning and now are mostly flat. So even though there may be an end-of-day loss on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it looks like a flat opening. Floyd Norris, chief financial correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, and Elizabeth Williamson, White House reporter for the Wall Street Journal, reacting to the 9.7 unemployment rate for the month of January.